The numbers are staggering. 6.6 million people applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That is the biggest number ever, doubling what was already a record set just last week. On our news line, we turn to Cranes editor Greg David. Greg, what do you make of these numbers, and what have you seen of the local figures?
The numbers are just breathtaking. You know, economists had only predicted another 3 million jobs. It just shows how fast the economy is plummeting. In New York, we also set a record, much more than last week. 366,000 New Yorkers filed for unemployment, up from 80,000. But, you know, Governor Cuomo apologized this week in his press conference for the poor performance of the New York Unemployment Insurance website. I think maybe he needs to apologize again. Pennsylvania reported more than 400,000 unemployment claims this week. They've got 800,000 for 2 weeks, twice what we have. Clearly, we're a bigger state. Clearly, we're even more impacted than Pennsylvania. California reported more than 800,000 claims last week. These claims are just a fraction of the people trying to get unemployment insurance because they've lost their jobs.
Historically speaking, Greg, how do these figures compare to what we went through, say, during the Great Recession 12 years ago?
So during the Great Recession, New York City lost a whopping, and I'm being sarcastic, 130,000 jobs. The current projections for New York City for the next couple months range anywhere from 600,000 to 900,000. We're going to see an unprecedented unemployment rate. It's just going to be the most precipitous fall the New York's economy has probably ever seen. Of course, the big question is, what kind of recession is this? Is it V-shaped? Will we have a sharp rebound? Or is there permanent damage being done in this precipitous fall? That's a question I can't answer because, of course, I don't know how long the stay-at-home order is going to go on.
Yeah, what happens when New York, New Jersey, states that have had trouble with their unemployment systems and people trying to file, what happens when they finally right that ship?
Well, when they right that ship, and because the benefits have been so enhanced for people's lives, they need to do it soon. We're going to see, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a California figure, 800,000 in a specific week. I think we're probably going to get to 1 million, 2 million people statewide on unemployment insurance in the near future.
You know, nationally, unemployment numbers have been at historic lows. What kind of figures might we see when the figures for March come out next week?
Well, the figures for March come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But they're not going to show much at all because the survey was taken in the middle of March. And there, people are expecting a very small increase next year, maybe a very small increase tomorrow. Maybe 100,000 jobs lost, maybe a percentage point tick in the unemployment rate up. So the big number is going to come the following month when we get it in May for April. That's going to tell us really where the economy is.
Greg David at Cranes, as always, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.